It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now watch this little Steph Curry little jump. And look at the follow through. Perfect location. Your guy, Bateman, with the go-ahead touchdown.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Spadoni in for Steiny alongside Daryl Guru Johnson. That was Kirk Herbstreit last night on the broadcast for Amazon Prime Video alongside Al Michaels. And Lamar Jackson, he is like Steph in many ways, where it's just like, how did he just do that?
He's not like Steph Spadoni, but he's spectacular. He has no rings. I love Lamar. Do it in the offs.
Okay.
Yeah, come knock on a goose door. I went third person. Do it in the offs. But real quick, it's Payday Friday.
I didn't say he was, by the way.
I want the people to know you. You got a show, the more pregame show every day, but gun to your head, one movie to watch.
Jesus.
What is it, Spadoni? Mine's Shawshank. Redemption.
Honestly, for a long time.
One movie.
Saving Private Ryan. I love that movie.
Wow.
I'm shocked. That movie could be on at the beach scene if they're in France, like just getting into France when it's raining in the little village. It could be wherever. I am just going to watch that movie with
Hanks.
Tom
and
Hanks.
I went to the same college.
Really? Yeah, oh, Shabazz.
Yeah,
that's right.
Gladiators.
Hey, people sleep on Tom Hanks in the Bay Area. Like, he's our guy. We
no
claim
doubt.
Tom Hanks.
Just like, respect on
just like
name.
Robin Williams, RIP, we claim Tom Hanks here
the
in the Bay.
Great Robin
the
Williams.
The East Bay, by the way, specifically, because he was a big
Spadoni.
A's fan and big Raiders fan,
yeah.
Tom Hanks. I'm also...
Private Ryan, okay.
It's either that or Jaws. Jaws is classic, right? Come on.
You just ruined it. I mean, you kind of knew
what
was going to happen.
What?
Fish in the water, watch out. Come on, man.
That's the first summer blockbuster.
Come on.
You weren't scared when you saw that as a kid, Goo?
You can't just keep watching it and be like this, like Friday. I could watch it forever. That is, Jaws is like... All right, there's a fish in the water. Da, da, da,
Richard Dreyfuss, Robert Shaw.
He's great.
Like, it's Steven Spielberg's first big blockbuster.
But I can't keep it. Can't be redundant. I can't have it on repeat. Is my point.
I picked two Spielberg films, but you know, I think people assume my last name. I'm Italian. I would have gone Godfather, or Goodfellas.
I would have
enjoyed
Pulp
those.
Fiction.
Pulp Fiction's a good one.
One of the greatest movies ever.
I love Quentin Tarantino. That's not my favorite Tarantino movie either. I think I'm going Inglourious Basterds or Django.
Oh, all great.
Django.
He's been quiet lately. They all have.
He said he wants to only do, and we'll get back to the Niners here in a second.
To come in here. I'm playing.
You got beef with the
Yeah, no, nah, that's my guy.
He wants to do 10 movies, Tarantino. That's what he said. So he's on 9, I think, right now. He just finished, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood a couple years ago?
Oh, great
film.
He's got
one more.
That was great.
One more.
Yeah.
So,
Stella! I can ask, Spadoni!
There you go. Dave in Pleasanton, we'll get to you in a second. 888-957-9570. The Niners get back in action this Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are coming off a really disappointing loss in Kansas City, a game where I felt like they probably should have won.
And they looked like they were legit, though. How about that? Shout out MC Hammer. They looked legit. So we'll see, man. I thought this was kind of, an easy game. No receivers. Baker Mayfield's found a home. They're physical. I cannot wait, Spadoni, just to see the impact of McCaffrey if he's back. And it looks like he is. The usage rate, Spadoni, the rat on the table is, what's up with this Niner defense? McCaffrey, as great as he is, doesn't play on that side of the ball. Duh. But can they right themselves, man? Because if they can't, and you can't stop the run, Spadoni, this could be a year to where, man, Kyle and company and Sorensen, this is his first year being defensive coordinator. I mean, the point of attack is everything. And I just think of Armstead and the guys I wanted to run out of here. You lost Hargrave. Spadoni, right now, their defense is not their strong point.
Well, that's the thing about this team. You can poke holes in a couple places, they haven't played one full game of complimentary football. Like, three phases dominating all three of them. They never do it with special teams. The offense, if the offense is going, the defense lets it up. And then the Cowboys start getting back into a game.
Had no business with that ball, with possession and a possible chance of the lead.
Hell, even the Patriots game, there was a little moment where I was like, are they really trying to screw this game away to Jacoby Brissett and Ramondre Stevenson? Man. Like, what are we doing? So it's been frustrating on multitude of levels. But to your point, Nick Sorensen, his first year, they get rid of our guy Steve Wilks because, hey, he's not part of our system. And they bring him in here, and Sorensen's been a part of this system now for a couple years. And it's just been kind of, if Nick Bosa's not doing anything, and he's been pretty damn good this year, and I'm expecting a big performance from Nick Bosa this Sunday. But Fred Warner's been amazing. But if it hasn't been Bosa or Warner, Guru, it's been, Like, Leonard Floyd was supposed to be their big acquisition. What's he done this year?
Yeah.
Like, can you think of one play that he's made this year where it's like, wow, Leonard Floyd?
No, and I think that's why he was available and on your team and wearing new threads. No shade at him, but I'll back up to Bosa. Dude, this dude looks like Hercules, right? I wouldn't dare fix my mouth to say he's having a bad year, but I'm sorry. I put him in the Reggie White, the Strahan category.
I mean, he's a DPOY.
No doubt about it. And I don't feel like he's playing up to that standard. Now, some will tell me, and I remember we had Baldy in here a couple weeks ago, the roast did, and I'm like, are you a product of who else is on the line? Or if you're Billy Badass Spadoni, does it matter? Can you get home? And the reason I bring that up, I don't know if you've been watching the old ball coach, John Gruden,
he
can't stand the stat or the new stat of quarterback pressures. And he knows more football than I ever will. But Spadoni, pressures matter. And Bosa's doing a lot in that category. But as far as being just super destructive and disruptive, I feel like they're is another level for Bosa to get to. And I know it's hard for him without Hargrave, but you think he's had an okay year?
Well, I understand the sack numbers aren't great. Like, that's at the end-all, be-all. You're a defensive end. You get the quarterback. You're looking at T.J. Watt. You're looking at Myles Garrett. You're looking at Max Crosby. Hey, Bosa, I'm expecting you to get more than 4.5 at this point. That being said,
4.5.
I thought he'd have a lot more help with Leonard Floyd heading into the season. And he tore Gross Matos, who's been hurt. I don't know what you're going to expect out of him.
Hargrave
gone doesn't help. Obviously, Eric Armstead, I think that's a big acquisition that's no one's talking about this season. The loss of Eric Armstead, specifically in the run game, Guru. And I know.
I wanted to run him out of town. Sorry.
Because he wasn't available, he'd be hurt. But you miss him right now. Yeah. Like, I think we can say that. And Nick Bosa, he was a product of a lot of good pieces around him. Not saying he wasn't deserving of the DPOI when he had that season. He's still top 10, top 5 on most weeks. But I get it. The sack production's not there. But it's a lot more than that. It's the tackles. It's the run game. It's the pressures, right? It's the tackle for losses.
Yeah.
And I've seen the usage rate go up with him, which is kind of a double-edged sword. Yeah, we're seeing more Nick Bosa, but we're seeing a diminished Nick Bosa as the game goes along because he's had to play more and more snaps, and he's not conditioned to do so.
Wow, that's right? Interesting, yeah. And I had that on my list, too, something you had mentioned real quick here, Spadoni, about four reasons why they can turn their season around or go on a run.
We'll get to that. Guru's four reasons.
Okay, all right. But you brought up Brock Purdy, and we're all watching him go through his football puberty, right? Do you think, or what are you looking for on the Spadoni cam in regard to his growth without McCaffrey? Because I got to believe there's been some. And now that you get him back, it's like going to a fight, Spadoni, with your big brother and your uncle. You know, you got backup. I'm just wondering, and Brock hasn't been bad, but he hasn't been stellar. Are we about to watch 9 more games with McCaffrey, assuming he's there, of him just like, oh, this is, now I remember how easy it was. So there's had to be, because he hasn't been bad, Brock. But I'm wondering, I expect Sunday, if 23's out there, everybody, including 13, to be better at their job.
Well, it's interesting with Purdy, right? Because as soon as, you know, the Ayuk injury happened and Debo was hurt, man, and Kittle, it's just like, all right, you want to be a franchise quarterback, Brock? We're going to pay you next year. You know what Tom Brady and Peyton Manning always did? Elevated lesser talent around them, right? That's what they always did. Who the hell was Eric Decker or Julius Thomas before Peyton Manning, right?
Yeah, right?
But we're starting to see a little bit of something with Brock lately with Ricky Pearsall. Now
I've seen from Ricky.
That is the thing for me that I'm going to be looking for. That connection with Slick Rick Pearsall with Brock Purdy. It's the PP combination. Purdy and Pearsall.
Yeah, you got kids.
Come on,
dude,
give me a four. Come on, give that to me. It's a Friday. Come on.
No doubt.
No? Too soon? But that's what I'm looking for right now, because you don't have Ayuk. And yeah, we'll see with Christian McCaffrey. I know what we're going to get with McCaffrey if he looks like the McCaffrey of old. And that's going to be the question, right? Like, is he going to be playing more gingerly? Is he going to be playing like, you know what, instead of forcing my body for a couple, three or four more yards,
which he does,
am I going to go out of bounds instead? Like, that's a thing. Like, so I'm looking at that connection with Ricky Pearsall, with Debo Samuel, with George Kittle. George Kittle's been the best tight end in football.
No doubt.
All season long. So you got to give Purdy credit there as well.
He's been their MVP this season, I mean, George Kittle.
Absolutely. And in the last 2 years, by the way, because Kelsey's been kind of up and down, although he looks like the Travis Kelce of old the last couple weeks. So that's what I'm looking at with Brock Purdy. Can he start elevating this other talent around him even more so than he already has? And I think Christian McCaffrey, if he looks like the McCaffrey of old, is going to help with that even more. I want to get to some of these calls, Goo, because we've got some calls out there. 888-957-9570. What is your belief level in this 49ers team as they start their second half? Let's go out to Dave in Pleasanton. He wants to join in the conversation. What's going on, Dave? You're on with Spadoni and Goo.
Fellas, what's going on?
Talk
so
to
it's
us.
It's a perfect time for me to jump in on this topic. You know, we all know the Ravens just released Ngakoue, and if there's anybody that can turn him out for the rest of the season, we got the man to do that job, and especially since Leonard Floyd is not producing, I think that's an easy pickup and a smart one.
So the Ravens waived Yannick Ngakoue, who's obviously been kind of a journeyman up to this point. He's bounced around to a few different teams. I know he's been on the Colts. He was on the Raiders for a little bit.
Are you desperate? Are the Niners desperate to try anything and anybody? I'm asking, Spadoni.
I just saw a team in the Ravens that looked like they can use some help on the defensive end, and they got rid of this guy. So what does that say about Ngakoue at this point?
I'd call that a red flag.
Right? So like, sure, you want to like just throw a claim out there and go bring him in there? How much does it cost you? Probably not that much, like, I guess. But it's not like it's going to be the end-all, be-all for me. I'm looking at a guy that you signed to be the number two, Leonard Floyd, to step up. That's what I need to see,
so,
Guru.
It's kind of funny because I love it. You got the Italian stallion. You got your chest out. And somebody just sent this on the Comcast business text line. I'll just throw this to you, Spadoni.
What's up?
Are you really mad at Floyd, or are we overlooking what Wilkes had to go through when his unit was deemed ineffective? Had a great Super Bowl, but why are we not hearing, or if Floyd pulled up on us like Fences and Mully did on the morning roast, would he be like, maybe I'm not being used correctly? Just throwing it out there, not telling you that's how I feel, but Spadoni, why are we not hearing Sorensen's name and the job or the report card he's been doing?
You don't think we've been a little hard on Sorensen? You think he's getting like skating by a little bit?
Compared to what Wilkes had to go through, yes.
I feel like Wilkes, specifically, it was the one play that really got fans pissed off.
And Bosa didn't like him, though.
And, well, that's...
Bosa took shots at him. Let's put the right on the table, brought to you by Atco.
That's a good point.
Okay.
I don't think the player heat on Nick Sorensen has been there, but is that because Sorensen is viewed as their guy because he's been within the system and Steve Wilkes was always an outsider? See, like, that's these little subtle things in a locker room I can't speak to. And then there was the whole booth and sideline thing with Wilkes last year.
That just seems stupid. Well, that was Kyle throwing him under the bus, too. So,
again,
maybe that I got my answer.
And so maybe Kyle learned his lesson, and he's not attacking Nick in the media like he did last year with Steve Wilkes. Maybe there's been some growth from Kyle Shanahan to that point where he's not attacking his coaches. And hell, he's even protecting his special teams coordinator, Brian Schneider, who's been awful.
Yeah.
This guy's stunk.
He's sticking by this guy.
When's the last time there's been a positive special teams play with the 49ers, for God's sakes?
And you can make an argument it lost in the Super Bowl.
Yes, absolutely. That play did lose them the Super Bowl. Steve Wilkes was the best coordinator in that Super Bowl outside of Steve Spagnuolo. Like, so, yes, to your point, should there be some heat on Nick Sorensen? Sure, I guess. But it comes down to the players at the end of the day. I'm almost kind of tired, Guru, honestly.
Tell me how you feel.
About blaming the coaches for just a lack of just something that I'm not seeing from the players. Again, I put more of the blame on Leonard Floyd because throughout his career, whether it's been in Chicago, whether it's been with the Rams, whether it's been Buffalo last year, he's been a double-digit sack guy.
Okay, then we need to talk to
It's not rocket science either.
Who brought him in? John Lynch.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of almost bigger than the player itself. And I'll say this, thoughts and prayers to Mooney Ward and his family.
So
if you just follow the little nuggets or tidbits, and tell me if I'm reaching, because I'm a tourist to bull. I'm a lover, not a fighter, Spadoni, so I don't get out of bed trying to steer stuff up, even though some people say that's what I do.
I'm a Gemini. They don't like us.
The game against Minnesota, after the fact, when Mooney Ward said, he likes to follow the top receiver for other teams. And I'm paraphrasing. And to me, he was signaling it kind of throws him off, or he's not at his best when he was doing it the way that Sorensen was having him do it. He's not Bosa. But could that have been somebody, a player, yelling out, or not for help, but kind of telling you, I got somewhat of a little bit of a problem on how I'm being used? Now, it went under the rug. They moved on, but they've yet to really get their traction. So I just bring that up because I'm wondering if that was this year's version of Bosa, but because Mooney Ward doesn't have the gravitas that Bosa does, it didn't hit or stick. But I do wonder, if we talk to Mooney now, would he say the same thing about how, and I bring that up, Spadoni, all because of scheme. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
But no. Leonard Floyd, I can't defend you like Johnny Cochran, God rest him, rest in peace, but come on, man.
Well, it's a good point. Again, yeah, defensive end and corner, I think it's just so much different when it comes to schemes. Defensive end, you're just trying to go get the damn quarterback. Like, I don't care how you do it. Like, I know, I don't know if you've been watching the NFL films or they've been posting about it. Max Crosby and Von Miller and Cam Jordan. The Sack Summit, they're calling it, which is a hilarious name, but we won't get into that.
Sick, yeah.
But they do that on Las Vegas or wherever, and they all get together, all these guys, and they go over all their different moves, all their different stuff. It's iron sharpens iron. You get the best of the best. So that's what I'm looking at. It's not rocket science when it comes to that thing. When it comes to Mooney Ward, like, yeah, there's zone, there's man, there's shadowing, right? I remember Nnamdi Asamoah when he was in Oakland, right? He just took up half the field when he was an all pro there. He just knew, hey, he's covering the left side. No one's touching that. When he had the
I wonder where the ski mask is he used to rob the Raiders.
But yeah, that's my good, bad. Or the Philadelphia Eagles. He was the dream team, right? He's God. He was ever since he left Oakland, he was horrible. But he's winning in life, right? Is he married to Kerry Washington? So God love the guy.
And I thought they were divorced. Another L for Goo. Go ahead.
No, they're doing good. But for Charvarius Ward it's not looking like he's going to play this week. Is that what we're seeing?
Whispers.
The loss of his daughter.
Official.
Like,
man,
just take all the time you need.
On.
Just so tragic and
no
so damn
doubt,
sad.
But no, we're fathers, man. Just think about that.
So, like, I could honestly not even imagine what he's going through now. So, all of our friends and family and all of us are thinking of Charvarius Ward and his, obviously. But yeah, to your point, like, there is some Nick Sorensen here that, you know, maybe he does deserve to get a little bit of the blame, but there's going to be some moments and opportunities coming up here, especially against the Bucs, because I do think a lot of people are sleeping on this Bucs game. I understand there's no Mike Evans. There's no Chris Godwin.
Oh, those are huge.
But their offense looked pretty damn good against the best defense
in the world. They were a decision from not going for two away from maybe winning and beating Kansas City on the road.
And Baker Mayfield, I know you've had his number in the past, and you remember Bosa saying, Baker.
That's what he did.
He's looking like Baker Mayfield, like at Oklahoma.
Now,
he's looking incredible. The swagger's
there. And I was a big fan of him.
I love Baker.
Now, I will say this, from a Buck standpoint, their offense, if they were able to keep Chris Jones at bay and score in that environment without that weaponry that you talk about, Spadoni, I mean, conventional wisdom would have you thinking they're not shaking in their boots, the Bucs offense, going up against this Niner defense.
No, absolutely.
You got to believe.
I think the Bucs are the more desperate team out of these two.
Yeah, 4-5.
Like 4-5, and they're looking at their division. They've already gotten swept against Atlanta. They feel like that's slipping away. And that's a division that everyone thought was going to be the Bucs heading into this year.
But they
right?
got some sexy wins, the Bucs, on their
they do.
On their resume
this year.
They haven't
played like...
They
beat the Lions. They've played every team against, like, they've, other than, I think the big stinker they had was against the Broncos, I want to say, when Bo Nix, like, had a good game against them.
I love the Broncos unis right now.
Oh,
anyway,
really? They should just go back to the 90s, right? Like, I don't know what they're doing. I don't think much of Bo Nix, to be honest, but their defense, I think, is real, although they just got their asses kicked against the Ravens last week, so I don't know what to make of them. But the 49ers, I don't think, are the more desperate team out of these two, and it's going to be an early start, but you're coming out of a bye. And by the way, I was looking into this, Goo, it's pretty interesting. This is going to be their only like 10 a.m. start East Coast start the rest of the season because they're going to Green Bay and they're going to Miami, but those are going to be late afternoons.
What about Buffalo? Those games.
Buffalo's a Sunday nighter.
You're right. Wow.
So this is the only one really where it's going to be like, are they going to be foggy coming out of the break? Are they not going to be?
I do wonder the body clock, right? How much that matters.
Like that used to be a thing, but I think in Shanahan and his era for the 49ers, they've been pretty buttoned up when they go to the East Coast. And obviously he started his career coaching there with Tampa with John Gruden, as the guy you mentioned. All right. We got a caller guru that's usually on with the morning roast. It's Tony in Oakland.
Tony,
how you doing? You're almost Spadoni and Guru.
Good.
Oh, hey.
I can't believe Jaws and what else do you like? That weak Tom Hanks movie.
Saving Private Ryan? That's America right there, Tony. Tony.
What kind of Paisan are you?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. But anyway. But this is what we could do. We can win. The linchpin. This is the Niners linchpin, and it's John Lynch. I didn't know anything about this boy, but I happened to look him up for a second. This is the hidden gem of the whole thing. This dude, he's got the stuff. He was, you know, he was with Tampa Bay as a safety, and he was with Stanford. He was all pro. And what is he doing? He's sitting upstairs like Billy Bean. Well, and you know what happens is Shanahan got him there. So Shanahan, I got the inside take on this, lords over him just the way he lords over Purdy with his foot in the locker, right? We have got to kick Shanahan upstairs in a room so he can think of the plays and put Lynch. I mean, get your brother DeBartolo to tell you he'll be able to. He's a true Italian. He can feel this stuff out. You have got to get Lynch down on the field. He's got the stuff. Look how he gives it to the players. And you know what? This is the way it works. It's like the Copernican project, right? The Copernican, we go around the sun. We have a wobbler right now in Shanahan. We have to go around the sun of Lynch. And, you know, you said that you were Gemini. This is the whole mystery. Those twins within you, anyway, when you get with that sun spark, but I won't go there now. But anyway, this is how we can win. Get Lynch down there. Someone has to be listening to this.
Wow.
I'm listening, Tony.
This is the problem of most of humanity. They can only look at each other as objects. Oh, you're wearing this. Oh, you're wearing that. They can't feel whether someone's got the right stuff and they've got the rod in them to be able to take us into battle. But Lynch has
gotta
this.
Have that
Doesn't
rod.
Anyone else see this?
Tony, marry me.
Thank you.
I snore. Marry me, Tony.
Oh, that's a walk-off. That's Tony.
No,
she didn't know what to say, Goo.
Wow, you had Tony speechless, Goo. That's impressive.
Alter, Goo. Oh, no.
I got turned down.
Oh, no.
Dude.
You got to have the rod in you. That's what she's saying. You got to have the rod.
I ain't Italian.
That's all right.
Oh, boy.
Taurus the bull.
I'm hurt. I was waiting on a yes.
Did you?
She was incredible.
Did you get any of that? So she wants John Lynch on the sidelines and Kyle Shanahan in the booth.
No, I'm calling. Hello, 911. This is Guru. I'd like to report a drive-by. It was Tony on Spadoni. She said private boy.
Hey, she was not a fan of Tom Hanks. I'm fine, but she said she didn't think I was a Paisan, apparently.
That's
fine. You know what? It's fine. Hey, it's all right. You know, Jaws is a great movie. Are we all like, am I taking crazy pills here?
Jaws is all time.
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Sam, what do you mean?
We literally have summer blockbusters because of Jaws.
It's the first ever summer blockbuster.
Fish is in the water.
You're going to need a big
watch out. Come give me something else. Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction.
Guru, it's not so much about the shark. It's about the tension. That's what makes that movie. That movie is about tension and mystery
and fear and corruption.
The shark is just a part of the equation.
I guess I'm judging Spadoni on his answer. Well, I don't like it.
I'm gonna bring it all back here because it feels like Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, they're all going out on a boat right now in this second half.
Yeah.
All right? And that Super Bowl trophy, that Lombardi, is the shark right now. And they have not been able to slay it. They haven't been able to get there, Guru. They've been taking on water up to this point. And I'm curious because all week long, and I know we're up against it. We've got a break here in a sec. And we'll get to it on the other side. This belief in the Golden State Warriors through 9 games is pretty incredible. And the 49ers have been there multiple times throughout these past few seasons, more so than the Dubs. Mm. But is it because the Dubs have had a championship under Steph? Is that the big equalizer? Wow. The 49ers have been so close multiple times, and yet the belief is not there with this team, even though they're just a half game out of winning the division. So we'll pick this up on the other side, Guru. 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. This segment was brought to you by San Francisco International Airport. Plus, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. It's Spadoni in for Steiny alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson on 95.7 The Game.
What kind of Paisan are you? Oh.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.